Welcome to this special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by Green County Community Center, Hamilton Ready Mix, Green County Community School, Jefferson Family Dentistry, John Stevie and Appliance, Jefferson Family Chiropractic, Medicap Pharmacy, Cole Jasky, Monty Welding, Peyton Sherdan School District, Uptown Cafe, Fairway Meat and Grocery in Jefferson, Davis Auto Collision, Hy-Vee Jefferson, Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Green County Medical Center, Community State Bank, New Way Ford, New Way Auto, and M&W Ag Supply. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by Green County Community Center, Hamilton Ready Mix, and Green County Community School.
And this is our special edition Health and Wealth in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with Dr. Keith Van Beek with Jefferson Family Dentistry, talking about overall dental health and what we need to do to keep our teeth healthy. So, Dr. Van Beek, everyone knows that it's good practice and recommended to see a dentist on a regular basis, but when should people start to see the dentist?
Well, that's a good question. Some people tend to think that it's too early sometimes to go when their kids are young, but actually the Academy of Pediatric Dentists recommends you go see a dentist by the time your child is 1 year old or when they get their first teeth. That is mostly just because they want you to get the child into the office to become familiar with the office. Sometimes if you wait till they're a little bit older, the first time that they come into the dentist is a little scary. So when you start them out at a younger age, they realize that it's not a scary place. And it's also a good educational opportunity for the parents on what to look for and how to take care of their kids' teeth. Around that 1 year old time is about the average that I would say is a good time to have your child in for their first checkup.
Now let's talk a little bit about, you know, people have their different varying ways of, I'm sure their own set ways about how much time they spend brushing their teeth, but being the expert that you are, do you have a recommended amount of time that someone should spend brushing their teeth, and how often should they be brushing them?
The recommended brushing time and amount is easy to remember. We call it 2x2. 2 minutes, two times a day. And getting a little more in detail with that, the best times to do it are in the morning before you head off to work or whatever your activities are, and then the very last thing you do before you go to bed. The bedtime one, you want to make sure that that's you do it right before bed, because if you do it earlier in the evening and you happen to have something else to eat or drink other than water afterwards, negates the brushing that you've done before you go to bed, because the biggest time that cavities are occurring is overnight as you're sleeping, because you're not producing any saliva, you're laying fairly still, and if there's sugar and plaque and bacteria on the teeth when you're sleeping, it can sit there and cause cavities very easily. So you want to go to bed with clean teeth.
There's a wide gamut of different kinds of toothpaste, toothbrushes out there. So do you have any recommendations and on, you know, those types of products? And is there a difference between the different products? Or are they basically all the same thing and they're doing the same thing?
Well, at the core of it, no matter what, if you're brushing your teeth with whatever kind of brush you like to use, I'm happy.
There you go. Yeah.
But there is a little bit of a difference. The standard toothbrush handheld that most people use, if you use it correctly, you know, it does a pretty good job. The downsides to a manual toothbrush, one of them is the size of the brush head. It's bigger, so a lot of times it's harder to get to the back certain areas of the teeth when you're brushing, so you sometimes end up missing spots, especially towards the back or down along the gum line. I personally am a big proponent of electric toothbrushes. The nice thing about electric toothbrushes are they're doing a lot of the work for you. The brush head is moving, either spinning or going back and forth. The brush head is also smaller, so you can get it in those hard-to-reach places. And even if you can't physically move it, if you get it to that spot, it's moving itself. So it cleans those areas much better. And we've seen it with many patients, too, that are good brushers, and they brush, you know, as best they can two times a day, just simply moving them to an electric toothbrush, you know, we can see the changes in the health of their gums and their teeth simply for that, from that change alone. You know, an electric toothbrush isn't, you know, right for everyone. If you're brushing with a manual toothbrush, I'm still happy.
Sure.
As long as you're brushing.
Sure. Now, another thing is flossing. And
yes.
I'm sure dentists everywhere will tell you to floss. So
yep.
Just first of all, explain the benefits of flossing, and then just kind of go down. Is there any drawbacks to flossing?
So I'm gonna step back I know that there was maybe a year or two. I think there was something going around social media or the news, or there was an article of some sort that said flossing actually has zero benefits, it claimed. So everybody, I mean, we had people coming in like, so should I not floss? Do I not need to floss?
Sure.
You know, I don't know where that study came from or why they claimed that. But the thing is, there's not a good way to study flossing and say, oh, look at here, this benefit after flossing versus the person who didn't floss. But the way I look at it is at just kind of down to how you what you're actually doing. So the toothbrush can hit all the top, the sides of the teeth, but where the teeth touch, there's no way the toothbrush gets there. Anything that can get in between the teeth to dislodge some of that plaque and possibly food, debris, and anything that's stuck in there, that's going to benefit you, make the gums healthier by getting that stuff out of there, and also hopefully prevent cavities. So
we'll be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by Jefferson Family Dentistry, John's TV and Appliance, and Jefferson Family Chiropractic. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy, Cole Jasky, and Monty Welding.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth in-depth program. We are continuing our conversation with Dr. Keith Van Beek with Jefferson Family Dentistry on overall dental health. So Dr. Van Beek, let's start out this segment talking about, you know, everybody hearing the term strong teeth. Can you tell us just specifically what you and your fellow dentists say when you mention strong teeth to us?
So, you know, that's kind of a broad, generalized term, strong teeth. Right. But at the core of it, what we mean when we talk about that is healthy teeth.
Okay.
You know, a healthy tooth that is pristine in its original form, with no cavities or anything going on with it or any fillings, is the strongest that tooth will ever be. What happens when you get a cavity is essentially when the bacteria in your mouth, what they do is they digest the sugars that you put in your mouth. So any sugar you eat, drink, it comes around the teeth, it sticks to the teeth, and then there's bacteria that are naturally in the mouth as well. They digest that sugar. What happens when they do that is they produce acid, and it's the acid from that process that eats away at the teeth and causes cavities. So the sugar itself with the bacteria in the mouth together create that environment that causes cavities. What happens is when those cavities are forming, it's taking the minerals out of the tooth as the acid goes in and eats away at it. So the tooth structure where the cavity is much, much softer. After having a cavity, you know, it's not the pristine natural tooth. So with today's materials and the advancement and all that, we can make fillings and dental restorations pretty strong and almost like natural tooth. But at the end of the day, the strongest tooth is one that's never been touched. You know, avoiding cavities, if you have a cavity, getting it fixed and getting that tooth structure restored, that's kind of what we mean when we say having and trying to maintain and keep strong teeth.
I'm sure, you know, some people may have had their run-ins with braces, and maybe there are some people out there that are considering possibly needing to get braces. Are braces being used anymore? I just curious out there. I have no idea. Maybe they are. I'm sure they are. But
yep, braces are alive and well.
Okay.
There's different types of braces. Many people have heard, I'm sure, seen the commercials for Invisalign.
Yes.
That's a very common household name. And what Invisalign is a clear retainer that you put over top of the teeth, and there's many that you use in a row. And what they do is each clear retainer is made on a new model that moves the teeth slightly.
Huh.
So for a few weeks, you'll wear this retainer, and it's going to slightly move the teeth. Then you move into the next retainer, it's going to move the teeth a little bit more. So in succession, all of those clear aligners, like Invisalign, you probably go through anywhere from 10 to 20 different trays.
Wow.
As you're moving the teeth. And clear aligners are a very good option for some people. I think a lot of times adults, you know, they don't want to have the metal braces, so it's something that they tend to lean towards more because it's a little more invisible. But there are some limitations to clear aligners like Invisalign as well. Because they're not attached to the teeth, you can only move the teeth so far. If things are too crowded or too rotated, if the teeth are in a certain way, sometimes clear aligners aren't able to be utilized. And the other thing is the clear aligners can't fix how the bite comes together. What I usually say is clear aligners are more for if you just want to straighten a few of your front teeth, you've got a few that are a little twisted and you just kind of want to idealize that, that's what they're really good for. They're not good for totally fixing the entire bite. That's where standard wire braces are still the go-to. And adults use regular braces all the time as well. Sometimes that's something that adults don't think they want to have because they fear what people will think when they look at them and they're not a kid and they're wearing braces, but it's actually more common than you think. And metal braces, the wire braces, there's new technologies that have come about with them as well. There's new types of wires made of different metals that have certain memory to them. So when you put them on the teeth, they want to expand back to where it naturally was. So if you want your teeth to be in, you know, a certain arch, you put this wire on. Well, if the teeth are twisted, it hooks in and it twists that wire. Well, naturally, that wire wants to spring back. Oh. That's how the teeth spring into the shape of that wire. The brackets that we put on the teeth, certain things can be manufactured into those brackets to help twist teeth a certain way. And so there's lots of little intricate details with standard braces that you wouldn't even know are going on that have advanced as well. So, but braces are alive and well. I don't think they're going anywhere.
We'll be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by Peyton Sherdan School District, Uptown Cafe, and Fairway Meat and Grocery in Jefferson. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by Davis Auto Collision, Hy-Vee Jefferson, and Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program. We are finishing up our conversation with Dr. Keith Van Beek about overall dental health. And so, Dr. Van Beek, let's start out this segment by telling us a little bit about, you know, people having their bad habits when it comes to maybe not taking care of their teeth as well as they could. Can you tell us some of those common bad habits that you see on a regular basis?
Yep. The main bad habits, I would say, that cause dental troubles, one of the big ones is just the diet that you have. And going back to how cavities are formed with the sugars, you know, any habit of, you know, Mountain Dew seems to be very prevalent. The more sugar and the more refined sugar like candies and pops, the more of that you put on the teeth, the much greater chance you're going to have of getting cavities and troubles. So I would say just those dietary habits where there's a lot of sugar involved, they can be problematic. Even if you're a good brusher and flosser, if you put enough sugar in the mouth continuously, that can overcome that and you can still have cavities and issues. You know, besides that, grinding of the teeth seems to be a common occurrence. And a lot of times grinding is related to stress. Mm. Not always, but oftentimes the more stressed you are, the more likely you have to clench your teeth during the day. And also a lot of people grind their teeth at night as well. And that's often related to stress as well. So the things we can do for grinding, especially nighttime grinding, is we have little retainers that we call night guards that separate the teeth and prevent you from grinding your teeth on each other. That's a thing we can utilize to help prevent that. Otherwise, you just have to get the stress out of your life, right? Which is easy enough, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
a few other things, sure. You know, biting nails or biting on pens, you know, certain things like that sometimes can chip teeth. So, you know, a few little habits like that, I would say, are kind of the most common things.
I know you alluded to this before about the different technologies that are used primarily in braces. Are there any other different cutting-edge technology tools at your disposal in your industry that you know, you're currently using or that are coming on the forefront here?
Yeah, definitely. One thing that isn't new, but is probably within the last, become much more prevalent in the last, you know, 10 to 20 years is a digital x-rays. Now we can put a sensor in the mouth, hit a button on the computer, the x-ray pops up immediately on the screen.
Okay.
Versus the traditional way where you put the film in the mouth, you snap it, then you have to go develop it and let it sit, and then it comes out on a little card. The advantage of the digital x-rays is, one, it uses a lot less radiation to get the picture that we need to do those x-rays. And the other nice thing is, one, it's instantaneous. We can pull it up on the computer screen. We can enlarge it so we can really see the teeth. We can show the patient what we're looking at. And, you know, when we can blow it up, we can show the patient, like, explain things better. Because one thing in dentistry is, you know, a lot of people don't really know why we're recommending things. The ability for us to put that big x-ray on the screen and point out what we're looking at, it just makes a lot more sense. And I think that's a good thing for the patient to kind of know what's going on or why we recommend things as well. Another thing that we use a lot is an intraoral camera. Okay. So it's a little wand that has a camera we can put in the mouth and take individual pictures of teeth. So again, that's something that we can take an actual picture of the tooth, put it up on the screen, make it as big as the screen, and we can, you know, point out whatever it is that we want to point out. Again, so the patient kind of understands what we're talking about, why it is that we recommend what we recommend. So another big thing is lasers have become more prevalent in dentistry. And there's different types of lasers, but we have a laser in our office that we use for tissue. What we can do is there's certain situations where if we need to remove tissue instead of getting a scalpel out and cutting, we can use this laser. It just allows us to do more things that we couldn't do previously. So those are kind of, I would say, the main things that we're utilizing right now. And there's always new stuff coming out every year. There's new technologies. So we try to stay as up to date as we can with all the new technologies that are beneficial for our patients.
And that's a look at overall dental health with our guest, Dr. Keith Van Beek with Jefferson Family Dentistry, on the special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition In-Depth News Magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by Green County Medical Center, Community State Bank, New Way Ford, New Way Auto, and M&W Ag Supply. Thank you for tuning into our special edition In-Depth News Magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program has been brought to you by Green County Community Center, Hamilton Ready Mix, Green County Community School, Jefferson Family Dentistry, John Stevie and Appliance, Jefferson Family Chiropractic, Medicap Pharmacy, Cole Jasky, Monty Welding, Peyton Sherdan School District, Uptown Cafe, Fairway Meat and Grocery in Jefferson, Davis Auto Collision, Hy-Vee Jefferson, Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Green County Medical Center, Community State Bank, New Way Ford, New Way Auto, and M&W Ag Supply.